origin of existence. The past circumstances and beginning of existence display themselves. The disputation of the terrestrial angels with the Majesty as to making our Father the Vicegerent. When he casts his eye forward, he sees plainly that which shall be till the congregation. Therefore he sees back to the root of the root, and he sees forward clairvoyantly to the day of decision.
Therefore, this is it. What's happening?
Yeah. Look at you. Humanity, to understand what's going on, first, you have to know the history, how it started and arrived here. Then, the second phase, what we are doing, what will be the outcome of this in the future, next step, next step. This is what it is. We want to know how it started and how it's going to end. Because without that, we don't know what to do, really. Because we are just passing a couple of these steps. These steps were taken before me. Did you create it writing? Did you create it talking? Ooh, a couple of thousand of years you should go back to see these forms and all are helping me. Why do I know all of this stuff? Where did it come from? From the past. We learn from all of that. All those knowledges and information was taught to me in the school to have that labor to come out and say, yeah, now I know it. Because it was like this. It's always working like that. Here, this page, remember the color of the page. This is explaining clearly what's happening, what I'm talking about, your vision. Your vision is not looking at something. Your vision is to understand how it started, how it's going to end, and what are we here? What are we here for? What should we do? All of that. Yes?
Everyone, according to the measure of his spiritual enlightenment, sees the things unseen in proportion to the polishing.
Yeah, remember that polishing stuff?
After talking about this and that and that and that. So, therefore, let me tell you, the only thing you could do is polish yourself. Polish and polish and polish. Because we don't need to add something to this. Humanity has it all. The problem is what? The problem is the animal part, which is still here, still strong, fighting, anger. These are not the necessity of human life anymore. But the stupidity is here, because we have to work on it, we have to clean it, to polish it. We have this habit that when the situation is problematic, we point finger. This is the guilty fellow. Even if he's doing this, he's the guilty fellow. Who is the guilty fellow? We. All of us. This is what we are talking about. When we are talking about the relationship between we are talking about the responsibility of all of us. Because that's it. And we are working for it. Not only we are working for it, This globe, in a way, somehow is helping it and creating it. First, what was the first step of the humanity? Talk. Aval kalam bud, va kalam nazd khubad. First, it was the words. That's what connected us, a part of the animals, right? We started with that. Second, writing. What you say, it will fade away. Writing it down. That's how Rumi is teaching me. 900 years distance. No, this is it. What is the third one? Cyberspace. Yes. Yes, I'm an advocate for cybernetics. My first PhD was cybernetics, sorry. But what is cyberspace? Bringing this we together. Another line of connection. A line of connection that nobody could control, really. Yeah, they have the key to do this. These are nonsense. Because whatever I say doesn't need even writing. It goes in the cloud. That cloud stuff, what is it? These are the modern stuff, we should understand it. Because cybernetics is changing humanity drastically. When I was born, you will not know even if they kill each other next village. Another country, oh, in a month or so, one news comes that, oh, you know, something happened over there. Now you do something, everybody is watching you. What is this? We created it, yes, we created every creation, but there is something behind it. When we see historically, language comes to bring us together, this unification, right? Writing comes to eliminate the timeline and bring us together. Now, this gadget. Okay, I'm talking to you, or I'm talking to this guy in Seattle. What is this? This is another way that we could communicate. It won't be eliminated. It doesn't go away. It will improve and improve because it's helping we. Is helping the growth. Do you remember we talked about this Khodar? The green guy, which is representing the only prophet that doesn't die. Because he is a living creature and will never die. The growth stuff. A part of it is science. With the science we developed, we learned a lot of stuff and we are learning. Now, cyberspace is here. For whom? For we. Yeah. Individuality should be limited to individual life. Yes, when you're alone in your bathroom, yes, you're individual. Do this. So what? But when the other people are around, you do not clean your nose in front of the other people. Why? Because it's not beautiful. Period. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not beautiful. That tendency towards the beauty, which helped us a lot. I don't know if any of you do know about the fight about that ceiling of Sistine Chapel, that main painting of Michelangelo, God is creating the human and all that stuff. It was a war. And during the war, he dared, nobody knows why, he dared to paint them all naked. The first reaction was these cardinals and blah, blah, blah. What? Are you showing the face of Hazrat Abbas? This is illegal. Pope came in and he said, I draw them the way God created. Period. Finished. No other conversation. Everybody appreciates that beauty. Because what is it for? A painting on the ceiling is just for beauty. And it should be beautiful. Oh, putting the name of this dictator and blah, blah, up there for what? This is the essence of what you're reading. Here, he says, listen, humanity should think, and you should go back to the beginning and front to where are we going? Where is this movement going? To me, I'm sure that this movement is exploding the source and understanding of information. This is the real explosion of information. We thought this is it when we created the movie making, and we thought that that technology is. Now we understand, no, this is it. Cyberspace, future, towards what? Very simple. I compare a 10-year-old boy now with me, which is 60 years ago. I was 10 years. Could you compare? Not 10 years old when I was at the college and I will spend one full day to go to the main library of the parliament to find the meaning of a couple of words. Because you cannot buy a dictionary outside and find it. That's only one copy in the blah blah blah, and you have to go there. Now those babies, they do this and they have that dictionary in their hand. Yes. The access. We haven't seen the outcome yet. This is just the beginning. 20 years ago there was no mobile. You don't remember it. Do you remember that shoebox like that? Well, I had one. I believe I still have it because I did it. It was a shoebox. Now it's this, and it's doing everything, which is bringing everything together. It means if you don't understand the whole system, you cannot understand the details. First, you have to think about that. Yes.
The more he polishes, the more he sees, and the more visible does the form become to him. If you say that that purity is the grace of God, this success in polishing is also from that bounty.
Yeah, if you insist on, that's Leonardo, that's God. God is doing this. This is the magical work of God. Yes, 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 I don't say no. Helping you to polish yourself is the magic of God as well. Do you have anything against that? Yes.
That work and prayer is in proportion to the aspiration. Man hath nothing but what he hath striven after.
There is nothing for a human being except what he's trying for. Do you remember book one? We talked about this jihad and tawakkul and all this stuff that, okay, you prefer, of course, do nothing and everything, you get lucky, everything happens. Any of you hates to win the lotto? No, you love it. Even when I tell you that what will happen, what is the first thing that will happen when you win a lotto? A couple of people are interested in your death because they will get the money. Yeah. Before that, nobody wishes your death. But if I win a lotto, my brother in Iran wish me death. Yeah. But you want it. Whatever you want it. He says, hey, there is a balance. First, what you want should be balanced and possible for you, and you have to work for it. You have to try it. So even if you say that this is the gift of God, yes. Okay, praying is gift of God. Giving me opportunity to succeed is not. That's another gift of God. Yes.
God alone is the giver of aspiration. No base churl aspires to be a king.
Yeah, no monk, no nobody fellow has even the power to become king. That's even a gift. Everything is somehow mixture of the gift and personal effort. Do not separate them. Jahd and Tawakkul, book one, remember? Long story about the field of the animals, remember? over the lion.